Life Audio.
Coming up on Encouragement for You, Christian Life Coach Rodney Love with Solutions for Stress and Medicare Authority Tony King on the Maze of Medicare.
Welcome to the Encouragement for You podcast, brought to you by Encouragement Communications in association with the Salem Web Network and is part of the Life Audio Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com. In just a moment, your host, Don Hawkins, will introduce today's episode. First, a word from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The period between Thanksgiving and Christmas may be among the most stressful times of the year. If you're feeling stressed out, stay tuned as faith-based life coach Rodney Love joins host Don Hawkins to discuss solutions for stress.
Rodney, let's take a look at what Scripture may give us in terms of laying a foundation for a solution-based approach, an approach that doesn't just put a Band-Aid on a broken arm, but actually deals with the underlying issues.
Well, Don, one of the Scriptures that comes to mind is 2 Timothy 1:7. It says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind." And that Scripture is so interesting when you think about the different stresses that we can have this year. For example, the finances. Maybe we have a member overseas that is in the military, and that member of the family is overseas somewhere in harm's way, and of course we need to be praying for those men and women. But and also just in things we're dealing with, like we said, we could be having health issues. We could be having a feeling of hopelessness, or despair, or just being down this time of year.
Yeah.
And again, you know, God has not given us that spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And there's just Scripture after Scripture throughout the Bible of encouragement and just of help, wherever you might be.
A verse that I would like to share that I think ties in very well. This is one of Frank's favorites and one of mine. Nahum 1:7, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in trouble, and he knows them who trust in him." So good to know that God's goodness is there for us, even during hard times, that he is that stronghold when we go through those times of trouble, and we can trust in him.
That's an excellent one. That is a great verse.
Oh, it's one of those that I've come to love. Rodney, I know that one of the things that you have developed, and you've done this actually in concert with Dr. Minrith, is a program, solution-based program, that actually helps people to take time out from the stresses and challenges of life.
That is so true. As Dr. Minrith is the best at it, one of the things that we look at, and we're talking about Scripture, Don, is just to memorize Scripture. It's just to take time and read the Word, and just to take time to look at the Word, what it says, and to memorize the Scripture. Another thing is to get exercise. It's just to be out there and get your body physically in shape and exercising. Another thing you can do is just to set goals. You write goals down, you know, you tend to fulfill those goals. Those are all good things to do to, you know, if you're down or depressed or lonely, just get out and go to something that will remind you and show you what the Lord has done, I mean, done for all of us.
Yeah. Now, this is a time of the year when people typically need to take time out from work or the routine of the day, is it?
You know, Don, it really would. One of the great ways to do it is to go on an individualized retreat, as I would call it, to get away, to be away, to regroup, to focus on just maybe you need to refocus mentally. Maybe you need to refocus spiritually. Maybe you need to just do, you know, refocus as far as all of it, mentally, spiritually, physically.
Let's go to the phones. We'll take some phone calls right now. And our first call is from William, listening in Jonesboro, Georgia. William, we're glad you've called us. Go ahead.
How you doing?
We're well,
thank
you.
Hi, William. How you doing?
I am so blessed. It is so wonderful to be able to call you. I am dealing with a lot of issues during this time of year. Being away from my kids, I am in another marriage. And me and my wife, we've been married about 10 years now, my second marriage. But my first marriage, I have kids through. And it's just so hard, you know, broken that I can't spend time with my kids during this time. And it's affecting my marriage in a way too. Now, my present wife has begun to withdraw from me, and it has really wounded my heart to see her pull away from me during this time of year. Mm. And it's such a special time of year for me that it has got me at a point to where I'm on the edge. I have extended all hope earthly, and I have begun to pray, read my Bible, and just trust God right now, because I don't want to be hurting like this during this time, because you're right, you're supposed to be joyful, you're supposed to be loving and kind with one another, but to have someone who doesn't say to you that they love you, they need you, they appreciate you, it is a hurting thing. And we've been married for years now, and it just seems like she is just drifting away from me. And on top of that, during this time, being without my kids has caused me to feel even more sadder. So whatever encouragement, whatever prayer you guys have open to it, and I just want to say to someone out there, you know, I need help. I need someone that I can talk to who can be there for me and encourage me along this way.
Boy, William, we just so appreciate your openness and your willingness to share the pain of how things have gone in this marriage relationship and how sad you feel about that. And let's talk to Rodney Love about what you're going through. Rodney, I know you have some encouragement for us to share with William.
William, thank you so much for calling. I just appreciate you taking, just being bold and stepping up and calling and just sharing what's going on in your life. That is so special. And I just want to sit here and just pray for you now. But first, I just want to encourage you. Thank you. You know, you're reading your Bible. You're in prayer. You're being the man of God that you need to be. You're keeping your eyes focused on Him. And that is so important. And you're loving your kids. You're loving your wife. And the way, you know, and just, but I just want to pray for you right now, okay?
Yes.
Father, I do thank you for William. I thank you for him calling. And Father, be with him over in Jonesboro, right out of Atlanta. And Father, if he's dealing with challenges around the Christmas time, and Father, I pray that you would put your hand upon him in a very special way, that you would put your hand upon the family in a special way, that you'd bring them back together during this Christmas season, Father, that where we celebrate your son coming and being born here and being born ultimately for the price of for us, as he died on a cross 33 years later and was raised again and sitting at your right hand. And Father, I just pray that you would just be working in William's life. Thank you, Lord, that he is focused on you, that he is reading his Bible, that he is praying, and he is seeking you about how to be the perfect father and husband, even though there's challenges there. So, Father, I pray you'd guide him and direct him every step of the way. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And, William, we are so glad that you have called us and given us an opportunity to be of encouragement to you. One of the things I want to encourage you to do is to make sure that you have a network of people supporting you, offering you encouragement, people that you can be of an encouragement to them. And that's the second piece of the puzzle that I would share with you. as we give out encouragement to other people, I believe God encourages us. And one of the reasons that he lets us get encouragement is so that we can give it. And so we're going to pray that God will give you the opportunity to reach out to some hurting and lonely and frustrated people. So glad you called us.
We'll be back with more after a brief word from our sponsors. And don't forget to listen for Dawn's live weekend talk show, Encouragement Live, heard Saturdays at 7:05 p.m. Central Time on American Family Radio and other radio stations around the country, as well as on the worshipchannel.org. Medicare's annual enrollment has about another week to go. And when it comes to Medicare, Tony King says, what you don't know will hurt you. Tony and host Don Hawkins discuss a book they collaborated on, titled The Maze of Medicare.
Tony, something remarkable happened some time ago. You had the vision for putting a book together that combined faith, biblical principles, with good judgment to help people understand the rules of Medicare. And you went to some high-powered publishers, and tell us what happened.
Well, I went to one of the biggest Christian TV stations that also publishes books, but it was amazing when I was talking with one of their people about my book, The Medicare Survival Guide. They said they couldn't publish it because I was secular and not biblical. And I went, what? I am the only person nationwide that starts their workshops off with the Lord's Prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. So don't tell me I am secular. And I looked up how many books have to do with Medicare. I also looked up if the URL, the website, Maze of Medicare, was open, and it was. So guess who got it?
I did. Yes.
And I put the first book that has to do with Medicare and scriptures, and someone introduced me to you, and you helped me to design it. And we have scripture along with positive quotes. And one of the favorite quotes that I have comes out of chapter, I believe it's 13.
Right.
Where it says, enrolling in Medicare is not impossible. But Jesus said to them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And that was Matthew 19:26. I see people coming in my office, because I do consultations in the Houston area, or really nationwide, because we can now do them through Zoom. And people are under such depression, and there's so many anxiety meds and all of this. And I'm like, why can't we just say a prayer, turn it over to God, and not worry about it?
Yeah.
But people are in a habit of worry. And all that we can do, all the church you can go to, is not going to take it out if you just don't give it to God and let Him take it over.
Yeah.
So that's what you and I did. And we released this July 4th of this year. So we're giving Medicare freedom from anxiety, worry, and fear in the maze of Medicare. How's that sound, Don?
That sounds great to me, and I'm so glad that you and I were able to collaborate on this book. And I believe that this book is an outstanding collaborative opportunity for people to deal with those emotions, because like you, I've talked to a lot of people who are stressed out about it, and it seems like this year the stressors are even higher than before. Do you think that's true?
It is exploding. Let me tell you something that's amazing, Don, that you and I did. The back of the book has a little guy that's got question marks, and he's concerned about Medicare, enrolling, retiring, turning 65, penalties, being laid off, COBRA, and up above it, it says, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many times I have been stressed, and I just have to turn it over to God, and it's amazing what He does.
Yes, and some of you, friends, are in that situation. Maybe it has to do with Medicare. It could have to do with something else in your life. This could be a resource that would really encourage you because it will have specific answers to most of the questions, the basic questions that people ask about Medicare. But it also tells you how to deal with stress, fear, anxiety, depression. Tony, one of the things I thought about was about adults whose parents are in the Medicare demographic, who are boomers. Do you think someone could order this book from your website and have it shipped directly to their parents and it might be of help to them?
You know what? Someone can order two books, one for them and one for their parent, because kids have to help their parents understand this. And when a kid finally has to help their parent go into a nursing home, get when their parent has Alzheimer's or dementia and you don't know what to do, you got to get in the game.
Yes.
You can't just be an enabler. You have to learn how to navigate the system. But let me tell you something. On chapter one, you wrote a great, we've got a great positive quote by Babe Ruth.
Yes.
And he said, never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. You know, as people are just fearful of everything and we're scared to death we're going to make a mistake. And that's all coming from what we're hearing from our friends, what we're hearing when you get bombarded with all this marketing and someone tells you, you better do such and such, or you're going to make a mistake, or you're going to do this, or you're going to do that. And fear has just got us big time.
Yes. Tony, in the foreword of the book, I mentioned four issues that I think make the Maze of Medicare such a valuable publication. And I thought it would be helpful just to touch on those and let you comment on each one of them. The first issue that I mentioned was Medicare is confusing, so getting wise counsel is essential. The Bible has a lot to say about getting wise counsel.
And the wise counsel is the Bible.
Yes.
That's it. I mean, I can tell you what to do, and you can tell you what to do, but you've got to learn how to turn it over to God and let Him guide and direct you.
Yes, we get that counsel from God. I would agree. That's the place to start. God's Word, God's Holy Spirit. Second thing, dealing with Medicare often does produce fear and anxiety, and our book provides biblical perspectives on that. And, you mentioned that verse, with God, all things are possible. I think about a verse in Jeremiah 32:27 that we quote in a different chapter. It says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Nothing's too hard for God, right?
No. No, if he can get a whole group of men out of a cave over there in Argentina, he can help us with a little bitty problem about Medicare.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Oh, I totally agree.
Yes. We worry is a habit.
Yeah.
And it's worse than eating the French fries from Whataburger.
Oh, my word. Now, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's why I've converted to onion rings.
Oh, is that why you converted to onion rings?
Well, to tell you the truth, they're still pretty, they're not good for you. But once again, we're tempted to do these things, but we're tempted to worry. And the other thing is, many people are approaching the age for Medicare enrollment, and they're concerned about how their medical needs will be met. We provide scriptures that promise that God will supply every need for those that trust in Him, right?
Let me tell you, I'm on Medicare.
Yeah,
I got on Medicare 3 years ago when I turned 65. I couldn't have a better plan. This is like old-fashioned insurance. Here's the old expression. You got to get in the game.
And that reminds me of something else. Those of boomer age, those who are of Medicare age, many of us would prefer to look at a book as opposed to trying to figure it out online. I don't know about you. I'm a little bit older than you, but I can very easily get confused looking at a computer.
But if I've got a book, and this book, Maze of Medicare, it's got a very attractive front cover. Love the back cover, the drawing that was done there with all the different options and things to think about. But you've got room in there for people to write notes. And, for example, if they're getting advice on Medicare, maybe talking to you, they can jot those notes down. Just want to encourage you folks, check out the Maze of Medicare, TONISAYS.com.
One thing that people need to realize is that you are a walking dollar sign when you get on Medicare. Everybody wants your Medicare dollars, and you have got to be careful when you answer the phone. Do not give anybody your Medicare information, and don't give them your Social Security over the phone. If you don't know who it is, hang up.
One chance to get it right, and that's
right.
Why it's so important. Again, the book is The Maze of Medicare. It's a combination of faith principles to deal with anxiety and fear and worry and depression, and also ways to understand all of the rules and complexities of Medicare.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Encouragement for You with Dawn Hawkins, host of Encouragement Live Radio and author of over 25 books, including Never Give Up and Master Discipleship Today. You can find more about Dawn and his books at encouragementlive.org. Encouragement for You is a production of Encouragement Communications with the Salem Web Network and lifeaudio.com. Editing by Phil Giebers, production by Elizabeth Andrade. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us.
Let me take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on Encouragement for You. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more.
Stay encouraged and join us next time for Encouragement for You.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.